ya lo hace, pierna derecha, directo al arco, golazo, golazo.
The world of football with a soccer perspective. This is Soccer Today with Dwayne Mullins and Kevin Larame, live on the Sports Podcasting Network.
And we're back with a special breaking news edition of Soccer Today. Yes, second show today, live from our studios. Dwayne Bob Leonarduzzi is out as president of the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Indeed. And there might be some listeners out there that are a little surprised that we would break in and do a special show for a president leaving, but I would suggest respectfully that those people that are wondering that haven't really been in the scene that long. Bob Leonarduzzi is one of the most synonymous names with Canadian soccer that I can think of, perhaps the most synonymous name with modern Canadian soccer that I can think of. Well, he's not that modern so much as over the last 40 years. I had a playing career for Reading, mostly in England, and the Whitecaps, obviously during the NASL years, won a soccer bowl there, was a legend on the field. Obviously went on to coach the 86ers, the Canadian Soccer League's dominant team during the Canadian Soccer League's run. The Whitecaps later on to that, of course, the Canadian men's national team, the last time they went to the Hex, was also coached by Bob Leonarduzzi. This is a guy that has been part of the scene forever. And for him to be taking a step back, not completely being booted to the curb, although, you know, I would speculate that his move, which for those who don't know, was he has resigned or stepped away from his role as president of the Whitecaps, is going to remain as a club liaison, which to me suggests like this is a way for him to save face while also being paid to stay away. That's typically how these things work. And for him to no longer be involved, it's really a seminal moment for Canadian soccer, for someone who has followed the game for a long time. It's hard to believe that there will be a Canadian soccer experience that does not involve Bobby Leonarduzzi, Kevin.
Yeah. Now, the Vancouver Whitecaps are searching for a technical director for the Vancouver Whitecaps to give Mark Dos Santos a hand in recruiting players. This person, the next hire, which was already talked about in the last few weeks, of course, will be answering directly to the owners. So we'll see. Now, the job of president has been wiped off for the Whitecaps. It's no longer a position. And we'll see, of course, with all the pressure of the last few years with the Kira McCormack situation and the multiple allegations over the years of a toxic environment behind the scenes, and a lot, there was an impression that the person at the top of the pyramid should have done something different over the last few years. And eventually, I'm wondering if we'll probably never know this. They're saying it's the right time now with the growth of soccer and the biggest platform in 2026, which they're not going to be part of. Let's not forget, Vancouver will not have games in the World Cup in 2026. It was not part of the bid. But there is a sentiment that this was the time for the continued growth of the soccer in the region in Vancouver to do the move.
Yeah, look, you know, the overall success of the team is something that people will look at as well. Ultimately, as president, you're overseeing an operation, and they're, you know, both on the pitch in terms of the decisions that were made, which are not directly linked often to the president's position, but are indirectly linked or have not worked out. And the Whitecaps have clearly fallen behind other Major League Soccer teams, and more to the point, though, they've lost the trust of their fans, of the fan base. You know, you saw how many empty seats there were in there during that Boisterous Cup game against Calgary. You know, but part of that's midweek, you know, cup tie against the lower opposition, but also part of that's just like even their hardcore has lost faith in this club, and for them to lose that game, that was kind of a last straw for a lot of teams. They were going to get rid of MDS, but forcing this move is at least some indication that they're looking to move in a different direction.
Yeah.
I think that it probably indicates, Kevin, quickly, that MDS might have more control of the day-to-day operation in terms of player personnel, and that's probably a good thing. The three-headed monster has had a head chopped off, so to speak.
Yeah, and MDS will probably have more help as well. Because his responsibilities are probably going to stay the same. Because he was already doing all those things. It's just more now that he might get some help with someone in the office that's working with him and not just looking at him work. And not saying that this way was to be done, but saying the infrastructure of the front offices of the Whitecaps are going to be reshuffled, and that's for the best. And that's what I mean, is the way it was structured, Mark Dos Santos had a lot of responsibilities and not necessarily all the means to be able to address all those responsibilities. Now, with a general manager, the technical director, sporting director is the proper term that they're looking for, he will have some help building this infrastructure, which is the base of building your club and the new identity that the Whitecaps will want to have to regain the trust of the fans that they might have lost.
I go back a decade or so ago. We'll go back to 2007, because that's sort of a start of a new era of Canadian soccer when MLS came to this country. A lot of people back then, I was around, so I remember it, were very much adamant that the Whitecaps were, quote-unquote, doing things the right way, that they were the club that deserved to have gone into MLS first, and they probably were the club that deserved to go into MLS first, but market size spoke. A lot of arguments that have been made back then that the structures they created, their residency academy program, an emphasis on a full club approach top to bottom, not so much a quote-unquote franchise. There was a lot of that talk, that you hear to this day when, you know, non-MLS sort of fans talk to MLS fans about the shortcomings of in their mind of Major League Soccer. And a lot of people felt that the Whitecaps were doing things the right way. But as the years passed, that sort of belief that the Caps had this magic sort of formula, that they were, you know, excelling and doing better than particularly Montreal and Toronto, it faded away, and it faded away because the evidence wasn't there to back it up. I mean, Alphonso Davies came, but that was handed to them. They fell into Alphonso Davies, and with you take him away, what's the second biggest player that academy has produced in those 10 years?
Russell Tybert. Yep.
And, you know, with all due respect to Russell Tybert, a fine squad player in Major League Soccer, and also a player that came somewhat baked already because he was in PFC system prior to them getting him, but nonetheless, we'll put that aside. It really, there wasn't a lot of evidence. And then there was a lot of people that are suggesting that the Whitecaps sort of a satellite academy approach was more of a money grab, more of a marketing exercise than it was anything to do with actually identifying talent. A lot of problems there. I mean, the Whitecaps to me, and I've made this argument before, they had everywhere from the Ontario border, so from Kenora, if you know Canadian geography, all the way to Vancouver was their exclusive territory. That is a massive geographical landmass, which makes it, it has some challenges inherent there, but it's still more than most clubs. I think it's the biggest geographical protected area of any club in the world. Population-wise, it was nearly double what the other two Canadian teams had in terms of their protected area. Yes, it was more than double of what TFC has in terms of population, because TFC only has 100 kilometers from Beaver Field as its protected area, which is population dense, but it's nowhere near what the population of the entirety of Western Canada is. It was just shameful almost that they didn't produce any talent from that. Like, how do you have that much access and produce so little? And that all comes back to me on the business structures and the decisions that were made and the direction that was made. And that direction all comes from the top. And it's not just Bobby Dunno, Leonard Doozy, but he was the public face of that team. And the team clearly needs to make a change in direction. And this is the first step to doing that. Hard work starts now, though. They've got to find a sporting director, and that sporting director hopefully will look at what they've been doing in its entirety and maybe start from scratch. No one is talking about the Whitecaps as having all of the answers anymore, no, by any means.
No, and it'll be interesting to see which route they go with. Maybe someone that actually knows Mark Dos Santos would be someone in a good position, someone that has a knowledge of Major League Soccer, someone that has a knowledge of how things work behind the scenes, maybe that delved into coaching a team before or working behind the scene with a sporting or technical director before. So there's going to be names popping up. I wouldn't be surprised to hear people formerly employed by the Montreal Impact with knowledge of the league that are not working in Major League Soccer right now. Maybe an Adam Braz, maybe a Mauro Biello, who's working with the national team as an assistant coach to John Herdman and the U23 director of the Excel program. There's going to be names popping up, and right now, those are the two first that came out of my head right now off the top, because it's so fresh. But there will be some candidates available, and it'll be interesting to see how they do build that infrastructure, because this is exactly what this move is. Is we're moving Bob Leonarduzzi as a club liaison, so he'll show up for events and represent the Whitecaps with sponsors and events like that type, not necessarily in the public eye now. And you need to find someone that does have knowledge of the league. They need to find their own Tip Bezbachenko or something similar to his former position.
Yeah, look, that is one direction they may very well go. Obviously, to throw back, you mentioned Bezbachenko, you know, TFC, when they made their overhaul of their management completely. And, you know, you look at TFC in two areas, right? There is no one left from the early days. They had a complete cut of all the front office when Bezbachenko, Manning, and et al. Came in. And that basically was TFC acknowledging, you know, for better or worse, that they were part of the American system and trying to fully embrace American leadership, and that, you know, rankles a lot of people off for obvious reasons here in this country, particularly if you're a very patriotic sort of fan of the sport. But that might be an approach that the Whitecaps take. And but bluntly, if you're just isolating the conversation to MLS success and not concerning yourself with what it means with the overall pyramid, Canadian pyramid, that is, then that might be the right approach to sort of try and bring in MLS lifers that understand the league and have a proven track record in the league, or at least are acknowledged as being up-and-comers in the league. That might be a way to do this. Although Marcus Santos may also choose, as you mentioned, he may choose to go the, you know, his foreign routes. He has got a lot of connections in Brazil, a lot of connections in Portugal, a lot of connections, obviously, all over the world, because the man is coached literally everywhere at this point. So you may see something like that as well. It'll be interesting times, but I do think that, you know, when the history of the Whitecaps is being written in 50 years, that this day might go down as a very seminal one in the club's history, and the day that they sort of publicly admitted that they were changing directions and moving away from their roots, their NASL roots. You know, they famously, and we make fun of them for it, claim to be more than 40 years old, the name is, but the club doesn't have a direct connection, really. Yeah. But part of that has always been that Bobby Leonarduzzi has been there, so they can make that claim that they've had some of the same leadership throughout, and it was true. And now they're moving away from that. And look, it's hard to move on sometimes, but I think because of what happened around the Whitecaps, because of what's been happening around the Whitecaps of late, It's not going to be that hard for Whitecaps fans to move on. In fact, they're probably rejoicing right now. There's a few beers being hoisted up in overpriced Vancouver beers being tipped together tonight in celebration that they might finally have a chance to move forward.
On that note, we would like to know what you think of this move by the Vancouver Whitecaps. Let us know in the comment section below, replying to this post on Twitter or on Facebook. Let us know, as a Vancouver fan, as a Vancouver supporter, how do you feel about this situation? Was it long time coming? And what do you see in the short term and long term future of the Vancouver Whitecaps? On that note, we'll say goodbye for this week. Thanks again for listening to us every time, for sharing, for commenting. We do appreciate, and if you like what we do, you can always support us financially by going to patreon.com/sportspodcastnetwork. $2 a month will give you access to the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast, where Dwayne and I go deep in Canadian soccer talk. So basically the same thing we have been doing for 15 minutes, but behind a paywall, no holds barred, and with our true coverage of Canadian Premier League available on that show as well. And until Monday for another edition of Soccer Today, we wish you a great soccer.
You can find the podcast version of all the shows we do on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Play Store, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and anywhere you get your podcast.